5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Broncos Colts tonight. Must win for Denver. No excuses. Gotta find a way to do it. Jonathan Taylor Thomas is out. He's gone. You have to find a way to win this game. And I know Javonte Williams is out too. But right now, based on the two offenses, who means more to their team, Javonte Williams or Jonathan Taylor? Jonathan Taylor means more to the Colts than the way they were utilizing Javonte Williams. So I'll just, you know what? They have to find a way to do it. Tanner Schwentz joining us in studio.
Yeah, thanks for letting me in.
Tanner's hanging out there, and you and Micah were kicking each other, and I thought maybe to separate these two.
You and Micah were fighting, and then I just broke it up.
We got a guy here, Micah. He's the bearded weird one. You walk out in the hall, and he just starts hitting. Do we have an HR person here anymore?
I think it's you.
But I'm busy. Busy right now. But you're not a believer in this team.
Not yet.
You're a believer in every other team, but not the Broncos.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. 31 teams you like.
Yeah, that's okay, fine. Yeah, that's the one team that I don't. No, I think this is a game, and here's my litmus test for this, right? You've got your Hall of Fame litmus test, right? Mm-hmm. You say a name, if instantly you say, yeah, that's a Hall of Famer, then they're in. But if you have to think about it, that's not. But when you're going through, before the season started, you're going through and looking at the schedule for the Denver Broncos, and we're making our predictions. When we got to this game, everybody instantly said win.
Then they should instantly say win tonight as well.
I don't think it's an instant win now.
It's got to be.
And it's evident by that 3.5-point line. I'm sorry. Vegas, I know there's, you know, some people don't like it, but Vegas is not wrong. They're just not wrong very often.
They were wrong about Wayne Newton. That guy sucks. Wayne Newton?
The singer?
Do you know Wayne? Yeah. Like, he's terrible. That's like their superstar. I didn't know if you knew who Wayne Newton was.
Yes, I know who Wayne Newton is.
Angels, you know who Wayne Newton is?
Do you?
Like, that guy's not good. And yet, he's like their biggest draw. Blue Man Group? That's not good. You're talking about gambling.
Here's this train of thought.
You're talking about gambling. You're talking about sports betting. We were just saying Vegas.
Vegas. The books.
Well, now it's not Vegas anymore. All Vegas. It's everywhere. It's all over.
It all originates out of Vegas.
It's true. Kind of.
I think so. Where are the FanDuel and DraftKings headquarters at, Angel?
I think DraftKings is not in Vegas, is it?
I don't think DraftKings is in Vegas.
Can you look that up?
That's what I'm saying.
Can you look that up?
It's not just Vegas anymore. The wise guys are everywhere.
Then the wise guys are normally not wrong.
Okay, there you go. That's fine. I can go with
that. And the fact that this is a 3.5-point game is pitiful. It's pitiful, man.
They're just like you. They're just like us. They're trying to figure this team out.
And I will give you kudos. As much of a Russell Wilson fan and fanboy that you are with Russell Wilson, you're calling him out. And I appreciate that about you, saying that this is a must-win game.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, who does that fall on?
Well, if Russell Wilson goes out and throws for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns and they lose and no picks, that's, it's not on Russell Wilson.
Still not enough?
Why? What if you score 34 points and your defense is atrocious?
Are the Broncos going to go up more than 34 to the Colts?
At some point. Or
to the Colts.
No.
Right, that's not going to happen. But if this is another, like, my official prediction, I know Thursday night's coming up. I was right last Thursday, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You took the Dolphins.
That's my one loss. Oh, two, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Do I have two losses? But all of them could be argued in a court of law.
And but you'll lose.
The Chargers backdoored me with no reason to do that because Justin Herbert's ribs were shattered, and they said, play him anyway because we got to cover the spread. Screw up Brady. And then last week, Tua died on a freak injury.
Tua died.
David texting in, Blue Man Group rocks. Not sure we can be friends. I saw Blue Man Group. All right.
I don't see the appeal.
Just a bunch
of
blue dudes doing magic stuff.
Is it magic or is it singing?
It's singing and beats
music
and tricks.
And beats and sounds.
But it's also like tricks and stuff because there's like trickery.
I'll take your word.
Trickerization.
I don't think Blue Man Group's something I'll ever attend. But
Brian says Wayne Newton was my very first concert ever. Leave him alone. Well, clearly he didn't do very good. He's stuck in Vegas. Like, he couldn't do anything.
Yeah, that's where all the rich musicians go to die.
And Wayne started his career there, and he's still there. Yeah. They're just like, you just want a room
here?
You're
not quite a tour guy.
Just want a room here, Wayne?
We'll just keep you here at the Bellagio.
He was good in Vegas Vacation, though. I'll give you that. Fantastic
actor. Now you're losing me.
The vacation movies? Clark Griswold?
Nah, a couple of them.
Vegas Vacation. They go to Vegas.
Hey,
it's great.
Where's FanDuel and DraftKings located at?
DraftKings is located in Boston, Massachusetts. FanDuel is in New York, New York.
No, that's
See?
Terrible.
Trying to educate you here, man. You think it's all about Vegas, and it's not, man.
That's true. But
they're
not
wrong. Uprising.
3.5 points is a. I've got the Broncos winning 16-13 tonight.
Brady, Tanner speaks the truth. Why do you do this to yourself and bring him in? You're the only. You're Dixon now, dude. I'm sorry.
I'm not.
You try to act like you're not. You've become Dixon. He's a Chiefs fan. He has an excuse. You are like, the sky is falling. They beat the Niners. Yeah, but the Niners suck. But the Niners beat the Rams. Yeah, but the Rams suck. But the Rams could beat good teams. Yeah, but that good team that they beat sucks. And then down the whole list of every
Brady,
team.
It's the eye test. Just look at this team. Yeah, on paper, it doesn't look like Russell Wilson had a bad game against the Raiders. But guess what? They threw the ball more in that game. They only had 80 yards rushing in that game.
Then why didn't your eye test tell you that they should have beat Seattle? Because they had two crazy fumbles, but the eye test should have told you that the Broncos were better than Seattle in that game.
We shouldn't have to look at the eye test for that. On paper, and even the eye test says that you should beat the Seahawks.
Seattle's not as bad as everybody thinks. They're not as bad as everybody thinks right now.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's
yes,
like top 10 in QBR right
okay,
now.
Okay, because he went up against the very worst defense.
Oh, here
defense.
We go. It's, 87 teams are the worst teams in the NFL.
It's the very worst defense in the NFL. It is the Detroit Lions. If they had a bad defense.
Yeah, but you were like, oh, Detroit's going to be a good team this year. Watch out for them. But then Seattle beats them, and it's like, oh, they suck. They're the worst team in the world.
And I'm not saying that. I think that Detroit comes around and has a pretty nice season still. But they have the worst defense in the NFL. The Broncos do not, last time I checked, and the Broncos offense is not the worst offense in the league, although they're close. That's a game you got to win. You have to win. Eye test says, yeah, they should have,
so,
but
okay.
They didn't convert in the red
Why are
zone.
You say, would you be saying this if you were in Kansas City doing a radio show? The Chiefs are terrible because they didn't beat the Colts. That's a game they got to win.
Yes.
Why are you saying? You,
yes,
so the
absolutely.
Chiefs are terrible now.
No, the Chiefs aren't terrible, but that was a game that they should have won.
But
you're pissed off in Kansas City if they after that game that they lost to the Colts.
But then why aren't you throwing the panic
Great
button around for
teams
the Chiefs then?
Respond. Great teams respond.
Well, we'll see what happens tonight.
They just handled a perennial Super Bowl contender in Tampa Bay. That's how they responded. The Broncos have not responded with a win that says, ooh, that's the team we've been waiting for. The eye test shows that this is a mediocre team, and they're going up against a mediocre team.
The Raiders are a good team.
Mm.
The Niners are a good team.
Mm.
Dude, Jimmy Garoppolo's been doing that kind of stuff for 4 or 5 years now, and yet they still go to the NFC Championship.
That was Jimmy Garoppolo's maybe worst game ever as a starting
quarterback? No. He's had some stinkers, man.
That's got to be right up there.
Yeah, but he's had some bad games.
That's got to be right up there.
No,
48-15 going into that game as a starting quarterback for Jimmy Garoppolo. 48-15.
Because he's had always a pretty good defense and a good run
right.
game.
Right. And that's
they still
what I'm saying.
That.
So that's what they put their staple on.
Right. The Broncos beat that team that I guarantee you San Francisco will be a playoff team this year.
Now, I won't disagree with that. The NFC is just weak.
So
this
you
year.
Just beat a playoff team.
Did they deserve, and I go back to this, and I know you hate this argument, but did they deserve to win that game? They
yes.
Did. No, they didn't.
Because
he
they won.
Out of bounds.
They won.
He stepped out
Why
of bounds.
Why did he step
he
out of bounds?
He doesn't step out of bounds. But I don't know. He lost his field awareness there.
Why did he lose his field awareness? Because the defense
because
has been
Jimmy
up.
Because Jimmy Garoppolo
you know what, the
didn't
game.
Have a playbook in
See,
the preseason.
You're the opposite of the Broncos diehards. You are finding everything wrong with everything that's
Tonight,
going on.
Tonight, I will
team.
Have my Broncos colors on. I will be cheering my
I don't think you will,
blank
man.
Off every
so.
Single game. I have my Broncos shirt on. I sit there and cheer for this team over and over, and they burn me. It's a mediocre team this year. And with all these injuries, they're going to continue to be a mediocre team.
Texter says the difference so far is that like when Manning was here, you went into almost every game thinking you were going to win, and it was a surprise if you lost. Russell doesn't move the needle like that. Now almost every game is still close to being a coin flip.
No, that Texter's wrong.
The Broncos were 2-3 when they started, and you're damn right. Broncos country was going, did
right.
we make a mistake here? Did we screw up here? Is Manning still it? Is this team good? And then they were getting absolutely eviscerated by the Chargers. And then they came all the way back. That was an unlikely win. They came all the way back, and they never lost again.
It was 24-0 at half. But who do you have more trust in? who do you have more trust in at this point? Do you have it in Russell Wilson or in Peyton Manning?
Yeah, I don't know. 15 minutes after the hour. Tanner, good argument, my friend. You did well. You did well. We're going to take a short break. We'll get to today in the NFL on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1, 1310 KFK.
Darling, darker shame. Thank you for all the joy and pain.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Krista Mateo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
They can't make things worse for me. Tanner's in here. I just get riled up, man. Your arguments aren't, like, everything about the Broncos that concerns you is accurate. You should be concerned about it. But my whole point is, it's still early on in this process. And I'm putting pressure on this game. Like, you would not believe, absolutely. If I don't see something that leads me to believe this team is going to turn it around, is going to have Russell Wilson do some great things, then yeah, we are panicking on Monday. First Advantage text line 888-530. Altitude Sports and Fubo TV reach a deal to stream Nuggets Avalanche games locally. How about that? Altitude and Fubo TV announced on Thursday, today, a new multi-year carriage agreement that will allow Nuggets and Avalanche fans to stream games beginning this season. Altitude will be available to subscribers across 10 states. The first live TV streaming platform, which also carries local TV network affiliates in the Denver Metro, offers more than 50,000 live sporting events. Is that a good... That's a great thing, obviously. What is it, the opening package, like a basic package? Is that part of a basic package?
So the basic package for Fubo TV, which is basically just like it's cable, but it's streaming. So you can kind of edit what channels you want to pay for and what channels you want if you're going to watch a specific, you know, genre of TV. But the basic plan is the pro plan, 130 channels for about $70 a month, $70.
And that's compared to DirecTV's basic package I was just looking at. I was like, there's 120 on one of those. Wow. So there you go. You have a chance, and it's cheaper, too, if you want to make a switch of some kind. What kind of channels does it have, though? Is it like...
It's like cable channels.
It's basically like your typical channels?
You're not paying for, you know, a cable service. It's just like a streaming app, pretty much. You know, you don't have to get, like, a receiver box. You don't have to get cables everywhere. So it's just a cable alternative.
There's a solution. There's a solution for you, then. For some of you that are considering getting something so you can watch the Nuggets and the Avalanche. But this just also means that Comcast and Dish are in nowhere near a deal.
No, and there's still going to be, you know, upset fans that get riled up about this. And as fans, yeah, it sucks. We don't get to watch our local team, but we're not in the negotiation process. And this is an obvious attempt to get something out there for fans to watch and have access to. And, you know, it's business.
I'd really like to be involved, like a fly on the wall, though, to know who's wrong, to know who's screwing whom over at this point. And I've said this from the get-go, Altitude's probably going to have to give. They're the ones that are going to have to give. Because it's like Comcast and Dish are these mega companies that are dealing all over the world. And Altitude's like, oh, these are our demands. Dude, and I like you. I like your outlet. I think they've done a great job over the years with their talent and their production, their coverage. But you're a Denver, you're a Colorado outlet, right? That's it. They have a lot of local stuff that they're doing. A lot of Nugget stuff, a lot of Av stuff, and a lot of shows about Nuggets and Av stuff. A lot of Colorado, even their sports shows and stuff, or Broncos. If you're Dish and you're Comcast, it's like, why are we going to roll out the red carpet for you when, you know, you're just one state that we have to worry about? We have other ways of making tons of money off of this, and we have other
networks, and we have other sports packages and everything. So why would we roll out the red carpet for you? You need to meet us further past the middle.
I think the response to that is, well, we have a Stanley Cup champion hockey team and
NHL.
A two-time MVP for the NBA.
But again, does that make them money? Here's the thing, dude. They're saying right now, we can live without altitude. Dish and Comcast are saying, we don't need it. If they needed it, if the money was that big of a boom, they'd be signing a contract today. But clearly, the money's not there. These outlets are providing Sunday Ticket and all these other Red Zone and different outlets. You know, there's the ESPNs already and all that stuff. And, you know, it's basketball and it's hockey. And as much as I love basketball, and I'm kind of trying to get into more and more hockey, as long as you got me covered with football and you got my national games and all that stuff I can watch, then I suppose I can live. Because me personally, like, I would make a switch. I'm a sports guy. I have to have these channels. But I've been a diehard Nuggets fan since I'm like 5. So I'm making a switch today. I'm canceling whatever subscriber I have. But I don't know that there's, like, how many of those people are willing to love the Nuggets so much and the Avs so much that they're like, I'm going to drop Comcast. Because Comcast came out and said, we weren't seeing a decline. We weren't seeing people cancel their agreements. So that leads us to believe you guys can live without it, so can we. And that's the biggest issue. The proof is always in the numbers. If Comcast was a big enough hit, and that's why, you know, you talk about boycotting the Rockies game so you can make Dick Monfort sell the team. If you really wanted to do something about this, you'd switch over. You'd switch over, sign it however long, what do they make you sign? A 2-year deal or something with DirecTV? You'd switch over and do it. And so, babe, Brady, it's not that easy. But that's the only way. Well, now Fubo TV. But I'm telling you, this is it. You can complain about it all you want, but if you want to get those channels, those are your options. And if you want to hit Comcast and Dish Network in the where it hurts, you hit them in the bank account, and they need to see a giant number in the state of Colorado. Suddenly, their little chart goes, whoa, we lost Colorado. We're only like at 48%. We need to be at 88%. Now we're at 48%. But that's not happening, according to Comcast numbers. That article came out last year that's like, we want to get a deal done, but their demands are really high, and that's not what we agreed upon in the first place. And based on their numbers and everything, it's not, you know, we're not hurting from that. So that's how you do it. But not enough people are doing it. Or they're just going elsewhere to watch the bigger games, you know? You go to B-dubs, you go to the GOAT, you go to cables, you go wherever once a week to watch an Avs game or something like that. And that's, you're seeing that more and more, too. Bars are subscribing to all those channels, which is good for that business. Great for the bar and restaurant business, because they're subscribing to those channels specifically. But it's, trust me, I feel for you guys. I lucked out. I had DirecTV. I just had it. And that was the first one to cross over. Because I think I don't remember why exactly, they met some of the altitude met some of the demands that DirecTV needed or something to make it worthwhile. And I don't remember what that was. Something with the viewing, like the actual, something just with the way you view the games, like the high def or whatever, something they offered. But it's interesting. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Will Melvin Gordon redeem himself tonight? Is he going to have a monster game? And we have a cool story to talk about on a Friday? It's either yes, no, or going to take more than one solid performance to get back in our good graces. 50% say yes. That's what's weird. Like, you hear all these Broncos fans that are just pissed. 50% are like, eh, I'd be fine.
You don't have a lot of options tonight. Obviously, you're only bringing in two running backs. We've heard that Melvin Gordon's going to get the load of carries tonight, so you got to hope, and, you know, he might have a fumble early. I could definitely see that. Maybe it's on his mind. Maybe he's still thinking about it. And in that situation, when you're thinking about, oh, don't fumble, don't fumble, don't fumble, you're going to fumble.
Oof.
And so maybe you just need to get that out of the way, get that out of his system.
Just fumble early?
Yeah. Just do a planned fumble, kind of like the Niners game. Hey, Melvin, you fumble it, but fumble it backwards. Me, Russell, I'm going to jump on it. It's going to be 2nd and 11, and we're going to go from there.
Or just wait till you're, like, in wide open field.
Yes, drop it, pick it back up.
Drop it, bounce it to yourself. I fumbled, it's out of the way! And then you get tackled and don't get a wide open touchdown.
It's an easy solution. Everybody wins.
Make them fumble it, like, in warm-ups or something. Hey, here, get ready, Russ, or get ready, Melvin, fumble this right now.
Does he wear gloves? I can't remember.
I would imagine so.
Because I know for some players, like, the gloves can be different. Some players won't wear arm sleeves because of the way the ball will kind of sit against the fabric on their sleeves.
Yeah, he wears gloves and looks like wristbands and those little, what are those things called?
Arm tape.
Darm tape, yeah, he has all that stuff. Maybe he should take the gloves off. Maybe he should remove some of the stuff around his wrist. I don't know. Is it a mental thing? It's just the way he carries it. He carries it differently. You know, I'm watching him right now. I'm just looking at different clips right now. And, you know, he just doesn't. In some clips, it shows him carrying it the way you're always taught to carry it. And then there's other times he has it out here. You know, he has his elbow up.
Kind of just holding on to the end of the ball and not securing it.
Right. I mean, even at a young age, I mean, I'm looking at this clip right here. Like, look at how he's holding it. He's just got it out a foot away from his side. And
he's running like Kyler Murray.
Yeah. And, you know, he's got a foot away. And then there's other clips where he does hold it there. It's got to stop. You have reached critical status now, where if you continue, if you do it one more, if he does it once tonight, wouldn't you say that he might be benched? I don't know if you can. Because he's still a better running back than Mike Boone and Latavius Murray. I mean, he's better than those guys. He is. Melvin Gordon's better than a lot of guys in the league. I don't know how many starters he's better than, but he's better than a few starters in the NFL. But he just got to hold on to the ball. 31 minutes after the hour. Angel, we have the Thursday night special coming up. Broncos, Colts. It's must win. Will they get it done? 32 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash. Thursday Night Football features the Broncos and the Colts in probably a must-win game for both of those teams. Thursday night's probably a must-win game for me tonight. I'm sitting at the same record as the Broncos right now. I'm 2-2. I got backdoored by the Chargers. And then I had a freak accident or injury or whatever. Maybe not so freak. I don't know. But a terrible situation with Tua. And then my fates rested upon Teddy Bones Bridgewater, which that's karma because I called out Teddy Bones a lot last year. So Thursday night special time, Broncos and the Colts. And like I said, it's desperation time. I can't afford to go with my heart here. So I've got my research in front of me and everything that we've put together to try to dissect this. Broncos are 3.5-point favorites at home. You're without Javonte Williams. You're without Randy Gregory. Those are obviously the two big injuries that you're dealing with there. And then make no mistake about it, those are significant injuries. You know, it's the old next man up thing, I get it. I love it. It's fine. But there's a reason this guy's a starter and this guy's not. That's just going to be tough. However, Melvin Gordon, all the fumbles, all that stuff, I don't know why, but I'm like, the dude's going to probably figure it out. He's not going to fumble tonight, right? Surely not.
30% chance that he does.
There's a 30% chance of rain and a 35% chance Melvin Gordon fumbles the ball. I don't know what the rain thing looks like. Matt Ryan has been brutal. I mean, he's had 8 turnovers. He's fumbled it 9 times. A couple times they've recovered it. He's been sacked 15 times. 15 times he's been sacked. This is a heck of an opportunity for Baron Browning. Go get a couple of sacks. Earn a bigger contract. Do something big. Nick Benito, Zach Stevens says he's not so sure Nick's going to play a lot, but man, that's the guy you drafted you were kind of high on. I hope he does. Hope he gets some time. The injury report, pretty crazy for both teams. And we talk about Shaq Leonard, Jonathan Taylor, Julian Blackmon's out, their safety. For the Broncos, it's P.J. Locke, their safety, that was kind of coming in off and on to help replace Justin Simmons. Quinn Meinerz is still out. Billy Turner's questionable. And we know with Randy Gregory and Javonte Williams. And the Colts, I mean, their identity is a lot of Jonathan Taylor. Their identity is more Jonathan Taylor than the Broncos was Javonte Williams. And that's not, listen, that's what I wanted the Broncos to do. I wanted Denver to have Javonte be the identity. He wasn't. Whether that was Nathaniel Hackett just not believing in him, or the fumble scared the crap out of him, which, if that was the case, then why was Melvin Gordon ever carrying the ball again? So ESPN has him. Oh, go ahead, Angel.
I was going to say, the Colts did elevate Philip Lindsay tonight.
You did. That's one of my things to watch for. Matt Ryan, is he going to fix this, or is he a turnover machine? And Philip Lindsay, does he get some real time? And if he does, is his redemption story the one that rises to the top? The Colorado kid, the former Buff, the former Bronco, gets his old team back and does him dirty for doing him dirty? Or is it Melvin Gordon, who was in tears Sunday after that game? ESPN has -3. What I saw was -3.5. I do think the Broncos win. And they cover 3.5. It's going to be a big Broncos night tonight. Let's go.
Hold on to your butts.
Here we go. Here we go. Let's go, Thunder.
You ever done anything dangerous?
I haven't. What have
One
you
time?
Done?
Never mind. That's too dangerous.
Okay.
Be careful, though. It's spicy.
Oh, now I'm hungry. Gordon looking for a big run.
Let's go.
There goes Melvin Gordon. Turn it on. The
afterburner is being chased.
Put the doubters to bed, Melvin. Yes.
Wilson floats it. There's Judy.
Ooh, maybe some Judy. The Bama boy.
Touchdown, Denver.
Let's go.
Look at my horse. My horse is amazing.
Throw it toward the end zone. Intercepted.
Let's go, Patrick.
Can't nobody feel me.
There we go. Go get this game tonight. It's time to shut them up, man. It's time to shut them the hell up. Melvin Gordon can't hold on to the ball. Russell Wilson ain't worth the contract. Nathaniel Hackett's going to get fired soon if he doesn't figure this out. It's time. It's Prime Video, almost at prime time, but it's Prime Video if you have Amazon Prime.
It's Prime Time on Prime.
Prime Time on Prime Video. Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. Herbie, you got to figure it out, man.
Kirk and Al, yes.
Kirk and Al, yeah.
Their chemistry's a little off.
They got to figure it out, yes. They have to get this right. And maybe let's not show a guy that has a terrible injury like 37,000 times.
Please.
Yeah, what is that?
That image is burned in my brain.
They just kept showing it over and over and over.
Oh, my gosh, did you see this? Let's see it 20 times.
Which actually was weird because I thought that was their best production because I did that on The Good the other day. But obviously showing that was terrible. Somebody's that had nothing really to do with the production that they laid out. That was somebody's decision to say, yeah, keep going back in on that.
Showing
yeah,
it,
show it up close.
Go to commercial, come back, and immediately show it two more times.
Don't show. I mean, I don't want to. I don't like that, man. I don't like seeing it at all. Maybe I don't know. Do you want to see it at all? Do you want to see it once?
I think once just to see what happened. But if it's, you know, depending on the severity of it. And I think with Tua's situation that's severe, you don't show it that many times.
John texting in, does Matt Ryan like apple or cherry turnovers? Turnovers? You get it, because he turns it over all the time.
Oh, that doesn't it's a
even,
bakery joke.
That doesn't even get the thing? Does that get the thing? I think it gets the thing. But I think if the Broncos lose at home tonight, we will see a coaching change, or at the very least, play call duties transferred to the OC. No! The OC was the tight ends coach for the Packers last year. He doesn't have that ability. What makes you think that he, who was with the Packers, not calling plays, versus Hackett, who was calling plays, kind of, Matt LeFleur was calling plays, would be better than what you have? No!
I mean, they still got the Jerry guy up in the booth, right?
Yeah.
He can talk to Hackett. Hackett can talk to the OC.
What's his name again?
Jerry something. Rosberg?
Rosberg. Yeah, Jerry Ross. Don't worry. We have Jerry freaking Rosberg up there. That's like, Nathaniel, punt it. Yeah, that's going to need to be a kick.
45 left hash. Kick it.
No! That's a dumb idea, Nathaniel. And then it's going to be when Hackett starts to get sick of him, because there's a rumor that maybe George Payton put some pressure on him. So, yeah, that's going to be a kick. What did he say? Go for it? I heard go for it. Anybody else get that in their headphones? Because I heard go for it.
Anyone else's headset messing up a little bit?
Yeah. I don't
static here.
I'm going for it. Triple option with Andrew Beck? Is that what he said?
Flea flicker? Yes.
Yeah. Kick a 73-yarder? Heck yeah. It's raining.
Brandon can do it.
Yeah.
We're at altitude.
We can do that. Dixon says 23-17 Colts. Of course. Of course you would. Why wouldn't you? They beat the Chiefs. It's going to make you look bad when the Broncos rough them up tonight. Which they will. -3.5 Oh, I love that. I love that. You don't like it. You picked the Colts to win.
Yes. Not by much. I don't think they cover. I had them like 24-21. I think this is a very low-scoring defensive battle, very physical game between both teams. Both offenses haven't been really that good. Both defenses haven't been that good. Denver's a little bit probably the edge on defense there. But we're going to see how these two running back heavy teams handle this without their heavy running backs.
Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of question marks surrounding this team. 46 minutes after the hour. We're doing my picks today. I'll be in for a little bit tomorrow. We'll have plenty of Broncos aftermath for you in the 11 o'clock hour. And then Angel's going to take over at noon tomorrow with the lunch rush and everything. So I cannot wait for that program. I'm excited to see what you put together, man. But we'll go back. And Angel will replay my picks tomorrow, probably editing in or out the Broncos to make it sound correct. So we'll do that coming up next. Stay tuned. I need this one. I dropped back one, so I'm 12-14. So I got to get going. And CU's been good to me the last 2 weeks, and they're not playing. So what was killing me early was CU, and then they started helping me, and now they're not playing this week.
You say CU is like 7-point underdogs on the bye?
Yeah. Or maybe they're favorites. I don't know. Either way.
Doesn't matter. They're not going to cover.
They're not covering again. 47 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show. The picks are coming up next.
Hear the latest on your local football teams during your drive to work with Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's time to make our picks here, Brady Hall.
All right, making my picks today. I'll be out for most of the show tomorrow. So, got to get these in now. And as you heard, Thursday night special. We already hit that. You guys know what it is. Really need this one desperately for my Thursday night special record. Moving on. This is the toughest one I have. I'm going to save the toughest one for later. Air Force at Utah State. Air Force is -10 at Utah State. Feel really good about that. Air Force has been covering. So I like Air Force, obviously, to win. I like them to cover. -10 I think that's going to happen. UNC at Sac State. I didn't like it last week.
fact I learned about Sac State. So far this season, they have not trailed at any point in the game.
Yeah. I still think it's going to be a positive season for UNC, but I think they're going to suffer their second loss in a row. Wouldn't be shocked. I don't have a spread on this game, do you? Wouldn't be shocked if this is kind of similar to last week. You know, maybe close at first, but Sac State pulls away. Gets the dub. Wyoming at New Mexico. The Cowboys are 3.5-point favorites. Just 3.5 points. Wyoming's been playing really good football. San Jose State game kind of caught them up. They struggled in that second half. I like Wyoming to bounce right the hell back, though. I'm taking Wyoming to win and cover -3.5. No CU this weekend. So don't even have to mess with that 24.5-point spread, whatever it would be. This is it. CSU and Nevada. This is tough for me. There's that, I was telling Clark this morning, I was like, you know, there's that part of me, what do they call it? Fear of missing out. Like, I don't want to be finally the time I don't pick the Rams to win, they win. I don't know, man. I know we're almost out. Rams are +3.5. I still don't have a decision on this one. No Clay Mellon. Probably. Nevada wins and Nevada covers. There you go. The Wolfpack do it and the Rams go 0-5. I'm sorry. I wanted to pick CSU. I might feel differently if it was Clay in there, but I don't even know then. Nevada wins. They get their revenge on Jay Norvell, and it's going to be kind of a weird week for our Colorado teams. All right, that's going to do it for us. I will be out at the Broncos game tonight. Excited about that, hanging out in some pretty cool spots out there. So I'm going to leave right now to beat the rush, man. So that'll do it for me. I'll be back tomorrow, though, 11 to noon, and then Angel's going to have some fun stuff prepared for the rest of the program. Good night, Northern Colorado. Broncos must win. Let's go.